on the Marquette University Golden Eagles Sports Network. From Learfield, welcome to Marquette Thursdays, live from Motor Bar and Restaurant at the Harley-Davidson Museum. Experience a Milwaukee icon. Brought to you by Marquette Athletics Champion Partners, Aurora Sports Health, Pepsi, and Wintrust, Wisconsin's Bank, the official bank of Marquette. Also brought to you by Coors Light, Choose Chill, proud partner of Marquette Athletics. Now, here is your host, Jen Latta.
Go ahead, Stevie.
We are live at... Hold on. We are live from Motor Bar and Restaurant at the Harley-Davidson Museum for Marquette Thursdays. I'm Stevie Mitchell, and next to me is Cam Jones. We are your special guest host for tonight's show. Enjoy great food and drink specials all night. This is our final Thursday show of the season. Hope you enjoyed hearing from Coach Smart and the Marquette players throughout the season. Thank you, Motor Bar and Restaurant.
Hey, everybody.
All right, so to get this show off, we're going to start. I don't know how many people in here are, you know, tuned into the K1 and Stewie show. I know you've listened to all the episodes or a few episodes.
All of them. Yes.
I love it.
Let's welcome her. I mean, I've never seen a crowd like this.
This is amazing.
It's amazing. Like,
this is great.
You know, we do this every Thursday, but now we got YouTube Plus Jop. The stars come out, and all of a sudden, like this. I mean, we always have a good crowd, but this is another level right here. Standing room only.
This is high level. Stay tuned. Know them young ones. They coming.
But, yeah, we feel like the only way to start this off right is with something we like to call EGQs. You participated in these before, energy-generating questions. So I think the first one, just to start everything off, is just taking a trip down memory lane and just thinking about, you know, back to freshman year. What is your favorite or, like, first memory with each of us that you have?
Wow. I mean, it's gone so fast. And today at the start of our film session, we had on the screen a picture of each of these guys, Stevie, Cam, Jop, Cam Brown, in their very first game in a Marquette uniform. It was an exhibition game against Bowie State in Fiserv Forum. And, I mean, they look so young. They look like young kids. And what a special group this has been. Wow. And my first memory with all you guys was different with each guy. Obviously, Jop, I've known the longest because we recruited him way back at Texas. So I have these memories of him. It was during the COVID era when we couldn't leave our homes, and he would call me on FaceTime. And he had one of his friends of his that was always with him, who was also a very good player, ended up going to University of Maryland to play basketball there. And the other guy that was with him, he would always say, "Hey, Jop, you know, see if Coach will offer me a scholarship. I want to come to Texas, too." And we were locked in on Jop. So that ended up going well because Jop's had a way, no disrespect to that guy, but Jop's had a way better career than him, and he's a way better fit. Lisa, you remember that? Shout out to Lisa Joplin, by the way.
Man, yes, Lord. Okay. Yes. Yes.
I want you guys to know that, okay, knock on wood, you know, God willing, over this next month, right, Lisa? Over the next month.
Yep.
Lisa and Howard Joplin are going to either break or tie an unbelievable college basketball record, which is they've attended every one of the Marquette games, every one of their son David and our team's games, since he arrived on campus.
Every game. They missed one.
It's a lot of games.
Unbelievable. So anyway, that was the job. With you two guys, I called you guys. And this is the thing that I really appreciate. And my wife, Maya, talks about this all the time. Like, we're so fortunate that those guys ended up still coming to Marquette. Because anytime there's a coaching change, you never know. You know, players might not stay or they may leave. And you guys were both so receptive. But you both also completely showed who you were in, like, the first call. So I called Stevie. And Stevie was either on his way to or he was coming back from working with a bunch of kids in Special Olympics. Like, literally, that's who he is. That's who Stevie Mitchell is. Remember that, Stevie?
Yeah.
And then I called Cam, and about 5 minutes after we got off the phone, he sent me like 3 or 4 Instagram posts of some of his outfits. So that was Cam. So I got to know right away who they were.
Man, that wasn't that long ago, but it was.
Yeah, I'll never forget when Cam had first committed, he like started like posting other people talking about he's coming here next, but he didn't include me in.
I ain't know. And I was kind of mad at you.
Yeah. No, we're not going there again.
The funny thing is you guys were both recruited by the same guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to DK.
Shout out DK. Because, and I say this whenever I can, I mean, you know, Coach Wojo and Dwayne Killings, they deserve a lot of credit for bringing these two in here. These two have been a part of a lot of winning.
That's my fault. I ain't know. And you killed us. You killed us. Man. Yep.
AAU day is crazy. Saturday going to be like an AAU game. 11 o'clock. Pre-game meal, 8 o'clock. Walk through 8:30. Against the AAU type team.
Let's go.
We're out, Big East champion team.
Oh, yeah. AAU type team in terms of like how they get after aggressive playing for something.
There you go.
In terms of that. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that, to go after them. You know, they're going to come here and go after us. We know what kind of culture, kind of staff they have. So, you know, we just want to, you know, one, play for each other, and two, just continue to build on the season to get ready for March at the end of the day. But overall, I think the season has been gone pretty well so far. You know, faced a lot of adversity as of recently. I think the thing people are wondering, like, what is the vibe within the team, how we're feeling about, you know, ourselves and our capabilities going into March. And, you know, as long as I have you guys' job by my side, I'm feeling good about any game we step into, so.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, looking forward to this game coming up. You know, having a great opportunity. Just coming up short last night, you know, that obviously hurts still. But, you know, you got to move on. Like Coach said, it's a quick turnaround. So, you know, we got a top 10 team coming in the crib.
Tell everybody what time we got back last night.
It was about, we landed like 2:50.
Yeah, I got to bed about 3:30, had an 8 a.m. class, so that was,
yeah,
that
Stu.
Was a little rough.
Shout out, Stu. Yeah, Stu. I love it. 4.0, man.
So, yeah, yep. Since we have such an unbelievable group of people here, and we're going to see if David Joplin can set a record for the number of people, you know, taking a picture with as he's working his way around the room.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you guys, I don't mean to take over because you guys are the host, but tell everybody about some of your favorite moments over the years here at Marquette. Stevie, you go first.
I remember some of my favorite memories is when we were underclassmen staying in Humphrey, and it would be me, Cam and Jop, and CB, and we'd be in Cam's room playing Ninja Storm, which is just like a video game, and Cam wasn't like good at it at first, like we were all beating him, and then he like
terrible.
Started playing like all the time, and he got really good at it, and then he always beat all of us. So that got pretty frustrating, especially because you just kept using the same guy. We took turns trying to beat him, but he just kept winning. But I would say, you know, the competitiveness in those, you know, video games that we played, that really I think built a strong part of our bond, just through spending so much time together and, you know, just playing a video game like kids do. So that's some of my favorite memories, is just, you know, chilling in the dorm, doing whatever, video games, ordering food, watching movies, shows. I think those are some of my best memories from time here.
Cam, what about, talk about some stuff on the court, especially from when you were young. Maybe tell everyone about that Illinois game you were talking about earlier today.
Yeah, most of the time I think of freshman year, the first game that comes to mind is that game here against Illinois. Wasn't really knowing what to expect of myself personally, but I knew I knew if coach told me to go out there, I was going to try to score. But, yeah, I remember I was guarding this dude. I think he was a senior at the time, Trent Frazier. And he at the I think he's the toughest player I've had to guard in college. But a lot of that has to do with, you know, how old I was at the time and not really confident in myself, you know, as much as I am now. And it was rough when I first went out there. I got the ball, tried to score, turned the ball over, and then I gave up a three, timeout, sub. I knew I was coming out. I knew it was over. But, yeah, Stu went in there, and, he contributed to that game, made a huge part of that game, and helped us win that game for real.
It's crazy. It seems so long ago, but it also feels like just yesterday. And even how Coach is talking about, he put the pictures of us up from our freshman year in the film room. I thought that was crazy. And I thought it was also like, I don't know, the pictures that he chose were funny as well. Like, my jersey had blood on it. And that was my first college game ever, and that I think kind of sums up.
Yeah, you bleed every game.
Yeah, every game.
Pretty much.
You bleed every game.
But, yeah, it's just crazy how, like, you know, how Coach said when he first talked to us, it kind of set the tone for who we were. But I feel like also, you know, our first basketball game as a Marquette basketball player set the tone for the careers we're going to have. So I'm just excited to, you know, finish up how we started up, really. Better than we came in, but also, you know, remaining true to who we came in as. So
yeah, for sure.
All right. You're listening to Marquette Thursdays live from Motor Bar and at Harley-Davidson Museum. We'll be right back.
We're back.
We back in business.
Back on show.
All right, now that we're back, I think, you know, the word guardians has been being used a lot recently to describe the senior class that we have. You came up with that name. So you want to talk about where that comes from or what that means to you?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, this is always going to be a special class because we all came in together. And, you know, we could tell early on that there was a great bond between the group of you guys, even though it actually started as even a larger class than it ended as.
Yeah.
But there was a real bond between you guys. And, you know, when we came in, it was right at the start of all these crazy changes that have occurred in college basketball. You know, it was the first year of immediate eligibility with transfers. It was the very beginnings of NIL and all that stuff. And I knew that, like, for our program, we wanted to have a foundation of who we are centered around relationships, growth, and victory. I knew that you guys were about those things just as much as our coaching staff is about those things. And so that's when, I don't remember what point of the year it was, but I used to meet with you guys, if you remember, and I would say, hey, the day's going to come sooner than you think when this is your program and you guys are the leaders of everything we do. And you would just kind of look at me like freshmen do, like you don't really know what I'm talking about. And then somewhere along the lines, I said, man, like, you guys are the guardians of this program. And this is even with, you know, Tyler and Oso coming in. Oso had been here, Tyler coming in at a similar time, knowing that those guys would be around for a while as well. But I just felt something really, really special about this group. And it would be the first group that would be here for 4 years. And here we are in the last home game coming up of our fourth season together. And it's been a lot of fun. It's going to be hard to see you guys go.
Man.
Yeah, we ain't going nowhere no time soon.
That's
right.
You know
what I'm saying? It's just the last home game.
That's right.
Yep. You
got it. Yeah, I mean, I think ever since, like, you gave us that kind of, like, label, I think it's meant something more to me each and every time I heard it, each and every year, just because, you know, just taking pride in, you know, that. At first, it's kind of like, all right, yeah, but then as you get older and then you have younger guys looking up to you, it's like, okay, you really have to control and establish and continue to grow the culture that we set in place and that you set in place. And just really, you know, we say people become us, we don't become them. And I think that has been a huge thing that the Guardians have tried to take pride in, knowing we're not perfect, knowing, you know, adversity is going to hit. We got to learn how to deal with adversity, get better at dealing with adversity. But I think, you know, just being, having each other really ultimately has helped get through it all and, you know, really be where we're at today through the ups, the downs, and still, you know, be level-headed, have the confidence to continue to go forward and do what we know we're capable of.
You guys have done a terrific job. And we have a few folks here that were at practice today. What they saw was they saw after we went through our scouting stuff and our preparation stuff for St. John's, they saw a group of freshmen and sophomores going through extra work on the court, offensively, defensively. They're having to defend actions that the other team runs. They're working on their handle. They're working on their passing. They're working on their shooting. And it was just – it's an interesting moment because – you guys are now the old guys that played 30-some minutes, and you're tired and run down from last night, which is understandable. You're going to be ready to go by 11 o'clock on Saturday.
Of course.
And these young guys, they're just getting going, and the day will come sooner than they think when they'll be the leaders of this program. And, again, that's our way. But you said it, Stevie. They become us. We don't become them. They become Marquette. And what's awesome about you guys is – you guys have helped make Marquette basketball what it is because, yes, because anytime there's a coaching change, it does reset. You know, Marquette basketball has been a special thing for a long, long time, going back to before you guys were born, before I was born. But when there's a coaching change, it resets. So early April of 2021, there's a reset. And you guys literally have your fingerprints all over who we are and what we are and what we will continue to be for years and years to come.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I love to hear. Yeah, it's been great, like, just seeing you grow, man.
Oh, same to you.
You feel me? Jop, just growing together, seeing each other every single day. No, it's crazy, man. It's great, though, like. Hey, speaking of Jop, where he just went? He was just right here. Oh, there you go. He over there. What up? Hey, Jop, you look good, boy. You look good. But, yeah, seeing his growth, been his roommate for 2 years. been his roommate for 2 years, man. Hey.
Well, that's one of the things that y'all might have to have Jop explain in front of the fans because Jop, what's the word? He kind of ejected Cam from that room. So now Jop and Stevie are currently roommates.
Yeah.
And Cam's rooming with someone else. So yeah. Maybe you can kind of have him get into why that is.
Yeah, he was sick of me. It's all good.
But yeah, just like with Jop, like, let's talk about his evolution and like maybe a moment from his freshman year, sophomore year, junior year to now that like kind of just, you know, sums up how much he's grown. Because he's about to, you know, be joining us soon.
Well, we were just talking earlier today about the very first time we practiced at Fiserv, your freshman year.
I can't remember.
Because tomorrow will be our last practice at Fiserv, because obviously Saturday is our last game at Fiserv. So the first time we ever practiced at Fiserv, sometime in October in your freshman year, 2021, and Jop had one of those days, and it was – for Jop, his freshman year, that was like every other day. But he had one of those days, and he and I were not on one accord at that moment. So as you guys know, there's a lot of steps in Fiserv, so sometimes when I get a little worked up or upset, I'll say, run up to section 206, or run up to
106
this,
and Park.
This section or that section. And depending on how mad I am, like, that's the higher the section it is. And so Jop had, you know, sustained, I guess, a little injury, but it wasn't.
It was. He had on like, a weak knee.
Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But, you know, sometimes injuries can be convenient to get you out of things. I'm not saying it was in this case. So he didn't want to run, but he was upset. Anyway, he's just come a long way. But I'll tell you what was really profound is after that season, after his freshman season, we were going around the room and we were just talking about like what helped guys get through the challenging parts. Remember? Mm-hmm. And he said, there's no way I get through this season without my freshman classmates. Yeah, I would have been long gone. Basically saying, I wouldn't have put up with you coaches if it wasn't for my freshman teammates getting me through the season. And, I mean, how many people in their college career, that's a lot of people. A lot of people would say that. And it just says a lot about how much you need the guys around you.
Yeah, definitely need.
And now, well, now, look at him now. You know, he's all grown up. So many great moments. So many great plays, so many great three-point shots. He's got the iconic celebration that we'll never forget. I'll tell you, probably my favorite game from Jopp so far. Two games. Big East semifinal against UConn his sophomore year where he was just terrific. And at one point, because Oso was in foul trouble, Jopp was like the biggest guy on the court.
He was trying to bust out Sonogo.
He's guarding Sonogo, but Sonogo had to guard him too.
Yeah.
And then my other favorite game from Jopp by far is Colorado in the NCAA tournament last year set a program record 14 deflections, which has been beaten by Stevie and Chase since then. At the time, it was a program record.
Yeah, that was.
And he played so well. He had that big dunk.
He was balling,
you know,
off the bruise.
And him and Tyler had a really good synergy in that game. And then, if you remember, he hit those two huge free throws down the stretch to kind of seal the game for us and send us to the first Sweet 16 in a decade at Marquette, which, you know, this is a proud program and a great program, but what that says is it ain't so easy to make the Sweet 16, and Jopp really played a huge role in getting it done for us.
Yeah, for sure. It ain't nothing easy in that tournament.
Nah, there's nothing easy in March.
It ain't nothing easy in the sport.
Yeah, not at all. Everything is earned.
Most definitely.
That's what makes it fun, though. I mean, if we was going out there knowing every game is guaranteed or, you know, knowing we wouldn't have to work to win on Saturday on our senior night, then it wouldn't be as fun. But knowing we're going to have to go out there or get to go out there, compete against a top team in the nation, I mean, nothing's guaranteed. You know, when we do what we need to do, play our hearts, I think, you know, we're willing to live with anything because we feel like our best is good enough to get it done more than it's not. So I think that's the great thing about the sport, the uncertainty of it. And I think that's what makes, you know, special moments special because they're hard to achieve and not everybody can achieve them.
Most definitely. You you got it, man. But, yeah, I think it's time for Jopp to come up here, ain't it?
Nah, we got some more time.
Why don't you got
– oh, okay. My bad, Jopp.
Before you bring Jopp up, I mean, what you guys tell everybody what you love so much about him.
What I love so much about Jopp? Where do I start? I feel like Jopp – I don't think Jopp has ever, like, told me a lie. I feel like Jopp's like a like a real dude. Like,
yeah.
He's not going to, like, just go – like, he's not going to come to my face and, like, say anything. So I feel like I can, you know, can trust Jopp. I feel like he's going to keep it real with me. I think that's probably my favorite thing about him. I just, you know, feel like he's a real guy, a real dude. So I feel comfortable, safe around him because he's going to keep it 100.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to say. I appreciate him for, you know, his personality and how he is, like, every day. It's been funny because he was twisting his hair in the locker room yesterday, and that made me think of him when he was a freshman twisting his hair looking at Coach. But it's been a lot of fun, you know, being with him and being with you and, you know, and obviously the rest of the other guys and coming up, you know, throughout these years.
Yeah, I would still say the Ninja Storm rankings, the video game, probably go Cam 1, me 2, Jopp 3, though.
It was crazy. Jopp started number 1.
He started number 1.
He was the only one that had played it. He fell off.
Yeah,
he was washed. He was washed.
He probably can't even hear us.
He can't hear. He busy over there. But, yeah.
Yeah, so make memories, have fun with your friends and family, entertain clients, enjoy the exciting action downtown at Fiserv Forum as you cheer on the Marquette Golden Eagles. Secure your season tickets today for next season by calling
414-288-GO-MU or gomarquette.com/tickets. You are listening to Marquette Thursdays live at Motor Barn Harley-Davidson Museum. We'll be right back.
It's still good to go. Still fly.
Right back on.
I'm still fly.
Thank you.
Tonight's Marquette player interview is brought to you by Win.
Yeah.
Tonight's Marquette player interview is brought to you by Wintrust Wisconsin's Bank, the official banking partner of Marquette University and home to Marquette Checking with free ATMs nationwide. Welcome,
David Joplin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
What you got on?
Hey.
Hey,
boy, you fly, man.
Shout out O.
Yeah. My dog, man.
I think it's the best that we just get right into this the roommate situation right away.
Oh, wow.
And Job just gives his explanation of the change.
You had your explanation?
I just said he was sick of me. Well, you were sick of me.
Okay, yeah. That's pretty much it. Yeah. You didn't even get into detail? Nah, it was just, you know, it was 2 years. It was a great 2 years. 2 years of growth. We learned a lot about each other, you know. And I think, you know what I'm saying, sometimes you just got to switch it up, you know.
Yeah, Job has also requested roommate changes from me as well. Maybe he's the problem.
Hey.
He can't find anywhere to be happy.
Hey, one thing I always admit, I could be the problem. It could be me. It could be me.
All right, but like back into, you know, Marquette. What has been your most memorable moment on or off the court?
Oh, man. I feel like there's so many, you know, moments that we've had, so many memories we've had. I think about on the court stuff, but a lot of times I think about the off the court stuff. I don't know why, but I remember when we watched the Super Bowl one time. Cam was upset, and we was all wrestling in the living room.
Yeah, we got footage of that one.
And
that's crazy, bro.
The picture fell, and everybody stopped.
Nah, that was crazy. They was ganging up on me.
Yeah,
did you get Owen a chokehold?
Yeah, I had us with a whole chokehold.
Yeah, we was all. They was all. You know what I'm saying? We was messing with each other. That was one of my favorite memories. Cheats was over there acting up. You know, rumbling all around the living room, making a lot of noise.
I don't even remember. I'm sorry, the Super
Mama.
Bowl.
I'm so sorry for that. I'm thinking about that just now. I should not have been doing that.
Nope, you did it though. You did it.
I shouldn't have been doing that. I was mad Joe Burrow was losing, and they thought it was okay to make fun of me. So yeah, it got physical.
Yeah. It did. Quick.
I was upset Joe Burrow lost.
You're very upset.
But then it was 2-on-1. Then that's when it got bad. And then everybody just started wrestling. Yeah, Mom, I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was a moment.
That was one of my favorites for sure.
Every time my memories, because I was recording some of it, so every time it comes up in my memories.
Hey, we was all dancing in a circle.
We was on the ground. Yeah, that was.
Wow, that's crazy. That's funny.
I love it.
I do too.
So, on the court though, or even as a person, how do you think you've grown in the biggest way during your time here?
Starting on the court, I think the most that I've grown is definitely my relationship with Hard, definitely my relationship with, you know, overcoming adversity, and then being a defender, you know, over the years. That's what you guys have told me. You needed me. Needed from me is to become a better defender, and I know I just worked at it over time. And it's really just, you know, a want to and a passion to have on that side of the ball, and I think that's the biggest growth that I've taken so far in my year. And then as a person, I don't know, man, just becoming a man. We getting older, we paying taxes.
We got Uncle Sam ain't playing.
Uncle Sam not playing around. Car payments. All of that.
Parking fees.
I'm looking at toothpaste prices. I'm looking at all that. It's changing. I'm growing up, Pops. You see me. I'm looking at all that.
Man. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I think it is, you know, crazy how much we've all, like, just, like, stayed the same as, like, who we are, but, like, grown as people. Like, Cam, he used to be so petty. I'm going to bring this up because it deserves to be talked about.
You can talk about it. I didn't accept it. It happened.
So, that was freshman year. That was freshman year. It was me, Jop, Oso, and Cam in the locker room. Jop made a joke about Cam.
I did.
Me and Oso laughed at it. So Cam proceeded to not talk to me and Oso for the next 3 days. Including during a game. And was fading us, you know, in like layup lines and giving each other high fives. He was leaving us hanging.
It was a joke, but it wasn't a joke. You know what I'm saying? They knew it was love, but I was upset. So, yeah. I did that. I shouldn't have did that. I did it, though. I accepted that. I'm going to apologize again for that.
The crazy thing was, though, he had a good game that game. So I was on the bench still cheering for him.
Well, yeah, I was cheering for you, too. I just didn't give you no dap in the warm-up line. You know I'm going to cheer for you. I was just a little upset. I felt the joke wasn't funny. And they laughed at it.
But he went out of his way to treat Jop extra nice.
Well, that was the point of the joke, too. To go out my way to, yeah, you get the picture. Yeah.
So it's just crazy because, like, something like that would never happen, like, ever again. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't even think of doing that no more.
Yeah.
Growth.
Man, that's funny.
But you still got your same, like, you know, sense of humor, jokes, stuff like that to make somebody laugh. So, you know, kept the funniness, kept the jokes, lost the pettiness.
Yeah, sure. I was thinking, I, since we talk about it, I don't blame you for wanting to switch roommates.
Oh, really?
I was just thinking, because you've been so consistent with your personality, I started to think maybe I really was annoying him, like, for real, for real. You remember how I used to, I play around a lot, and Jop would say all the time, like, you're being annoying, like, you're annoying, leave my room. Sometimes I knew he was for real. I guess other times I thought, you know what I'm saying? You know, I just kept doing it.
I was for real.
That was like two years worth. So you feel me? We moved. That could have been, you know what I'm saying?
It was just built up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we had good days and bad days, you know what I'm saying?
It was every day.
It built up. It was every day.
You accepted it some days.
Some days I accepted it. But, you know, when you go to practice, you know what I'm saying? You guard Justin Lewis, you get dunked on, and you come home and Cam on you. Just, you know what I'm saying? It builds up, you know?
Sometimes you see that second alone.
You just need a second alone, you feel me? Just to collect myself.
Well, I gave him seconds alone.
No.
Sometimes. I mean, but he'll be playing a game sometimes. Like, it'll be after practice. He'll walk in there, close the door, play the game.
Yes.
I walk in there, I'm like, man, talk about this practice with you. Like, how was your day, baby? I walk, go in there, you know what I'm saying? He's like, what do you want?
I don't know why. Maybe I was going to say it could be me. But
I mean, we
hang out every day. I see you every day. I live with you. So if you ask me what I did today, you did the same thing.
But I mean, it's all about perception, though.
That's a good point.
It's all about perception. It could have been different. It's different days, nah.
You both lifted. You both had practice.
We both had practice.
I mean,
we ate breakfast right across from each other. We went to go sit down. Our lockers right next to each other. Put on our jerseys together. We went to lift. We might have been lift partners.
But he practices on the same team.
Practice on the same team.
After practice, drove home together.
Drove home together.
But well, we walked home back then.
Yeah.
That is that's okay. That fair point. But I mean, still though. Yeah. Like, how was your day though? We can still talk.
Fair
but
enough.
Sometimes I did go in there like singing and messing around and stuff.
All right, transitioning into senior day real quick. Mm.
Oh, that's nice.
We got these free
nice
posters.
That's beautiful right there. That's beautiful.
To the first 5,000 fans that show up in Pfizer.
Let me see that, Stu.
They got the jerseys we made on them.
Oh, yeah, we look good.
Speaking of those jerseys real quick, because we're coming up on the time. We designed these. My favorite part of them is probably the championship blue that's like 3D popping out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like that color a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to like buy stuff with that color on it
for sure.
One day.
Yeah. Yeah, I like these. These are by far my favorite uniform that we've had. My to add along, I like the camo.
Camo on the sides.
Camo. Yeah. I like the black, man. That's my favorite color.
I thought it was cool when D-Wade came to our game and he was wearing the jersey this jersey of his that we had made. I thought that was pretty cool. All right, but don't wreck a great time. The Marquette Golden Eagles remind you to drive sober or get pulled over. Mm. Visit ZeroInWisconsin.gov to learn more. Zero in Wisconsin, together we can save lives. Wisconsin DOT. You're listening to Marquette Thursdays live from Motor Bar and Harley Davidson Museum.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Marquette Basketball Hour.
We bet we good.
I think maybe next year we should do this every show where it's just players and coaches. What do you think?
I like that idea.
You think we even need a media member? What do you guys think?
I like that idea.
We may have to look at that.
I like that idea.
Who will be the podcast host on the next year's team?
Well, I think there's no replacing you guys on the podcast.
Sean.
Hey, before we get into talking about the rest of the things we need to talk about, I did say last week, was anybody here last week? Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people. So I said last week that I had something for you guys. I was hoping to bring back a win last night. All right.
We all were.
But I have a little gift. Now, the number of people here is kind of mushroomed. So I don't know if we have enough or not. But I have a little small token of my appreciation because this, I'm just telling you, I've done radio shows at other schools. I've been at 9 schools, counting the college I went to, places I was an assistant coach, other places where I was a head coach. And the radio show never looks like this. So I do not take this for granted.
I love it.
But anyway, Alexis and some of our people are going to come around to the tables. And we've got a little framed set of pictures that I personally signed.
The real thing.
That we're going to distribute. And I brought a certain number of them. If we run out, I can get more. I promise you that.
You can get more.
Stevie, what do we want to get into next?
We want to get into talking about, you know, outside of the Gardens, there are also other seniors that will be celebrating their senior night on Saturday, or senior day on Saturday. So just talking about, you know, what they bring to the program, Jake, Jack, and then senior head manager Petey. I think, you know, CB as well. They are kind of more behind the scenes in what they do, but, I mean, they're just as important to the team as we are. So I think, you know, just talking about the contributions that they have would be very important in front of, you know, people who support and care about us on this level.
Yes, so Cam Brown is the fourth member of the Guardians, and he came to us as a walk-on and came in the exact same time that these guys came in. So from a, you know, time standpoint, he's been a part of the program just as long. He's participated in every practice, every film session, everything we've done. And he sustained 2 major injuries that he had to deal with over the course of that time. Mm. Cam Brown, if they weren't R-rated, I would play for you some of the things that he says in our huddles. But he is such a coach already. He takes the head coach's seat at the huddles sometimes when the coaches are out meeting. And he talks to the players, and he uses very colorful language, very direct. And why don't you guys talk about, like, what's it like hearing that from a peer, and what are some of the things that he addresses with you guys?
I think, you know, just as much time as we all spend with each other, like, me and him have had so many classes together, and then, you know, practice, lift. So me personally, like, I'm always around him. We're always hanging out. So him being direct, straightforward with what he sees, because sometimes you're on the court, you don't quite see, you're just out there playing. So him being direct with what he sees helps us kind of, you know, we trust him, we know he knows what he's talking about, and it just helps us, you know, kind of refocus on what we need to do and what we need to do better in terms to either keep going and sustain a lead or, you know, come back in the game so we can win the game.
Yeah, for sure. When he get in that mode, it's kind of like, all right, yeah, we got to lock in, bro. Like, you know, this ain't good enough, what we bring to the table.
And he did that in the Big East tournament that we won 2 years ago, first half against St. John's. We wasn't playing that well. And, you know, he really let the team hear it in the locker room. And, you know, it wasn't even too much more needed to be said from the coaching staff. And, you know, we went out there and did what we did. So, yes. You know, we definitely appreciate, you know, him and the impact that, you know, all of our walk-ons have on our team. And, you know, they play a much bigger role than, you know, a lot of people may think.
All right, real quick, we got to get on these other guys. Jake Ciardo, first thing that comes to mind with him, honestly, is I'm glad that he's alive and well, because it was the scariest moment in the 4 years that we've been here. He kind of took a hit from a teammate in practice, and it hit him at the exact kind of wrong spot that almost kind of temporarily paralyzed. Like he's on the ground, and we're all like flipping out.
It's crazy.
But he's back, and he's done
good.
Great.
Yeah, he hooping.
And he's got the best energy of anyone in our program.
Up there with the nicest guys on the team, for sure.
Jack Anderson, I wish he would have been with us this whole 4 years.
Bucket.
Because he's been a special member of our team this year. And then Petey, the manager.
Special.
We're going to miss him a lot. He's always been one of my favorites. You know, senior day is about the players, first and foremost. But everyone that's contributed to this program. And it's so special to be honoring the six guys that we're honoring.
Most definitely.
Marquette fans, Buffalo Wild Wings is the official viewing party location for Marquette Road games this season. The next watch party will be Thursday, March 13th at the West Allis Buffalo Wild Wings during the Big East tournament. Marquette watch parties will continue for all Big East and NCAA tournament games. Check out the Golden Eagles watch party schedule at gomarquette.com/BWW for upcoming locations. Let's go, Sports Bar. We're back. We are back for one last final segment. This will not be very long, according to the timesheet.
Yep.
But yeah, I think the main part of this is just the final comments. Say thank you really to, you know, all you guys throughout the season. Not only for your support coming here, but for the support, you know, in the crowd at Fiserv or watching the TVs from your living room. We really appreciate you guys because, you know, we know you guys, everybody in here is like, you know, a real one, just like I was describing about Jop. So we really love you guys for that. You know, there's a lot of, you know, other things, other people who have share negative opinions, things like that. But it's refreshing to know that we always have people like you that sincerely just love us. And love Marquette the way we love Marquette and, you know, love each other. So we really appreciate you all, and thanks for coming out tonight and for coming out throughout the season.
For sure. Appreciate you guys. Yes, sir, Stu.
And thank you to the Harley-Davidson Motor Barn Grill staff and the place as a whole for, you know, having myself, Coach Smart, and our teammates come here throughout the year. You know, giving us awesome food every time we show up, and giving us company with amazing people. So we want to say thank you guys, and we love you all.
Yes, sir.
This has been Marquette Thursdays, live from Motor Bar and Restaurant at the Harley-Davidson Museum. Experience a Milwaukee icon on the Marquette University Golden Eagles Sports Network from Learfield. Brought to you by Marquette Athletics Champion Partners, Aurora Sports Health, Pepsi, and Wintrust, Wisconsin's Bank, the official bank of Marquette. Also brought to you by Coors Light, Choose Chill, proud partner of Marquette Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Marquette University Golden Eagles Sports Network.